The Leafs laid a beating on Colorado last night, 8-3. They've won 15 of their last 17. Here's the head coach of the Maple Leafs, Sheldon Keefe. What's happening, Sheldon?
Not too much, guys. Just enjoying a nice day off here.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting the short end of the stick there. You got to talk to us three buffoons. How do you get roped into this?
You know, I've been putting you guys off for a little bit here, so it's been nice to find a little bit of time here. I just put my boys are on the ice for a little skate, so I'm just hanging out in the parking lot. Here we go.
Beautiful. Are you guys outdoor? Do you ever take advantage of the outdoor rinks in the city? There's a million of them. Like, what happens when Sheldon Keefe shows up at an outdoor rink in the city?
Yeah, we don't do too much of the outdoor rink stuff. Both my guys are heavy at the minor hockey stuff here, so they spend enough time in the indoor sheets that they don't need to be getting taken out to the outdoor stuff.
What about just in general? Like, I know the stop and chats that we have to comply with. Like, is it you go somewhere, it's change the D, change the power play? Like, what's the going out process like? Is it crazy, or you just kind of avoid it?
You know what? First, there are not a lot of positives these days with the wearing of the masks, but that's one.
Right.
People are a little less likely to first of all recognize you or be come up to you. A little less of that. But generally speaking, we've been in the same organization here with the kids playing hockey and being out in the rinks ever since my Marley days. So people know me and have known me long before I was a Leaf coach and are very respectful. Sometimes we're getting games and tournaments and stuff playing against other teams that it's a little more of a novelty to them. Generally speaking, people are respectful.
Sheldon, we were talking before you came on about, you know, the team's maybe early struggles and then, you know, the Pittsburgh game, the Chicago game, and then all of a sudden the team's been on a heater. We point to that maybe somewhere in there was a TSN turning point. Do you, as a coach, think there was a TSN turning point for your group where it all clicked and kind of it's running like a well-oiled machine now?
Well, you know what? I think there's a lot of things that go into it, of course. We came out of that game in Carolina, and you know, at the time, I think when the game finished, we ended up losing 4-1 or something like that. But I just felt through that game that there were a number of things that we did well that we had been trying to get right for some time, and I thought we did that well. We didn't do it through 60 minutes, and at times it got away on us, and a good Carolina team made us pay for it. So I think there were good things there. I mean, when you're playing against a team like Carolina, you have to raise your level of play and your level of execution in order to compete. And I thought we did that. I mean, we got out of that game up 1-0 in the first period. You know, we were doing a lot of really good things. You could see it coming. But you could also see the standard of play that a team like Carolina was playing and really where we needed to get to if we were going to compete. So I just felt coming out of that game and it was the messaging that I gave to the team. It was the message that I gave in the media coming out of that, you know, we don't get the result we want here, but I really felt like we came out of that game with a better understanding of A, what we're capable of, and B, the standard that we need to really get to. And it's taken us some time to get there. Chicago game was not perfect, but we did find a way to grind out 2 points there, you know, getting back on the home ice after that, and we found a bit of a rhythm since then.
So were you consistently positive with your messaging? Was there a balance between positive and negative? How would you how would you describe your approach the first 5-6 games of the season?
Yeah, I think, Brian, I think there was a balance for sure. I mean, you go through a point in time where you're very blunt, very direct about what you're seeing and what's not acceptable, what's not good enough. Then over time, the team's trying to find itself and trying to work its way through, I mean, you can only be that way for so long. And then ultimately you got to start finding positives and finding reasons to believe. And that's really what we did. And that was really the approach coming out of that Carolina game. You know, especially is, again, the results weren't what we wanted, but it was the first game where we had dozens and dozens and dozens of clips that we were sorting through to show our guys that we thought were really good and what we really wanted to look like as a team. And And we just need to stick with that for longer periods of time and have that be the standard. So I think you're just finding that balance. You know, like I said, it was very blunt at times, but you know, we thought we had more than enough reasons to believe and thought we were capable of great things as a group. And we found our way here. Now we just got to continue to ride the wave as long as we can and be prepared when things dip a bit.
With Sheldon Keefe, head coach of the Maple Leafs, the Leafs back on the road. They're in Minnesota Saturday at Winnipeg on Sunday. The Leafs have won 15 of 17, including an 8-3 win over Colorado last night. Well, it's an interesting comment you make because you're red hot. You're the hottest team in the NHL right now. So I have to believe the mojo in the room is palpable. I'm sure it's positive, fun, you know, practices, high energy, the whole nine. So how is your day-to-day approach? You know, are you balancing, again, positive, negative? Are you trying to find some negatives in the game tape? I mean, that's got to be difficult to relay that message when you guys are rolling in every day and not only winning games, you're laying some beatings on some pretty good teams here.
Yeah, you know, and like again, it's a balance. Just like when things aren't going well and you got to find that balance with the group to, you know, make the corrections and adjustments that you need, but still make sure you're instilling belief in the group. It's no different here, you know, no different now when things are going really well. Is we got to point out the positive and the obvious things that we're doing really well and continue to reinforce that this is why we've been preaching this message. This is why we talk about the things we do, because it leads to this success, and this is what this looks like. But we just, you know, there's things within every game. Sometimes they're one-off things that you want to clean up and address so that they don't pop up again. And sometimes there's themes that are showing up in our game that we're continuing to work at and try to progress. And so there's no perfect teams in the NHL, and we're certainly not one. But we're going to continue to work to try to get there.
Can you speak about your goaltending? I think John Cooper has a quote where he's like, show me a great goalie and I'll show you a great coach. It's just, and I always have a saying where the goaltender can save you hours of watching video if he makes big stops. He's been a massive part of the success recently. Just touch on Jack Campbell.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's incredible, you know, how much better, you know, things become when you're coming out of games with wins versus losses, and how differently you can look at the clips and just how everybody feels when you come out with wins instead of losses. And in a lot of cases, goalies are the ultimate difference maker there. And, you know, like I was saying, we've played far from perfect hockey. We've played good hockey, but we've played far from perfect hockey, and our goaltending has been exceptional, which has made us look near perfect at times. And that's, you know, those guys are part of our team as well and clearly huge parts of our team. But certainly, you know, they've done a really good job of instilling confidence in the group, and not confidence to the point that our guys feel like they can open up and you know, just
he's
really,
stupid.
You know, consistently rely on them. Yeah, exactly. We've supported our goalies well. I think we've done a good job of reducing the quality of chances. And sometimes the volume's been a little bit higher than I'd like it to be. But we've done a good job supporting our goalies. But they haven't let in anything for quite some time where you're like, wow, they really need to have that for us. And that makes a world of difference, as you guys know. In fact, that's something I took away out of the game last night. You know, as much as we really liked our game, we did a ton of things, I just didn't feel that's an 8-3 game last night. You know, I feel like, you know, the goaltending was a significant factor in the game and maybe skews, you know, the way the game really was, because I thought there's a lot of times there, you know, as we look at the goals late that Matthews and Engvall scored, those types of goals. Colorado had a number of looks like that as well with some really good shooters, and we just got stops on it. Yeah, so those are the kind of things that can skew the score a bit, and that's why I try not to get too caught up in that. But no doubt that Jack Campbell in particular has been outstanding, and his stats are well-earned.
Yeah, his stats are off the charts, and I think when Kyle and Brendan brought in Peter Mrazek in the offseason, it appeared to us on the outside that the plan was to see somewhat of a tandem. Now that, you know, plans are always subject to change, and Mrazek gets injured, he's barely been available to you, and Jack Campbell has played number one minutes. I mean, he's on pace for 62, 65 starts. Mrazek appears to be on the horizon of a return here. Has your plan changed at all? Has your goaltending philosophy changed at all based on the way Jack Campbell has performed?
I think there's no doubt it's changed in the sense that Jack's just, you know, shown not just the results that he's gotten, you know, over a longer period of time here now, but more importantly, just how his body has dealt with it. So that's been a big factor here. He's been feeling good every day. I think that he and the medical team have found a real nice rhythm and daily process to maintain his body, and we've managed his workload and practices really well with our performance team and with Steve Briere and how we manage that, and that has helped. So I think it has changed without a doubt, but that's not to say that, you know, we need to get Peter Mrazek up and running here, and we think he can give us some really good starts and allow us to, you know, down the stretch here to manage Jack's workload better, you know, because he has played more than we'd like him to at this stage. But if there's been a positive come out of it, it's not just his play and the results he's gotten, but, you know, he's built up a great sample, great workload here that he and his body have stood up to it very well. So that's positive for us for sure. But, you know, we don't want him to play quite this much down the stretch, and we need to get some extra support for that. But yeah, I'm just going to say, guys, sorry to catch you up, but I think a big part of that is, once again, the support that our team has shown. We've come in here, Joe Wall's given us some really good starts, and the team supported Joe and kept us rolling, and that's such an important thing, too, and showing that we can move the lineup around a little bit.
Yeah, Sheldon, you were talking about support, and that's kind of where I was going to go is, you know, I thought Jack was great when he needed to be, but, you know, Colorado's a team that, especially with their active D, they were looking to kind of stretch you out in the offensive zone, and there was a couple times last night, and this is just systematic play, where you could see your group just relax and sag to the middle of the ice, clog the middle, and Colorado couldn't break through. Is that something you've been trying to develop night in and night out, is that consistency as far as protecting the house and basically forcing everything outside? Because I thought you did a fantastic job at critical times last night.
Well, it is always a major priority for us to protect our net. You know, we want to be strong in that area for sure and have numbers as frequent as we can. So it's always a major point of emphasis for us. But there were some adjustments that we made going into the Colorado game, you know, the one practice we had and some of our video sessions and just looking at where the strength of, you know, their team comes. You referenced their defense and you look at some of the goals that they've been scoring here of late and they get teams on the run pretty good. And I made a comment yesterday before the game that, you know, to my eye, they're as good as anybody in the league at creating backdoor tap-ins just because they get you chasing them around and all five players are on the move. So we wanted to ensure that we handle that well and not get running around and exposing the dangerous areas around the net and having the confidence that Jack could stop the stuff from distance. So that's really, you know, what we tried to do. I thought the guys executed that well. It was a real positive for me in the game.
With Sheldon Keefe, head coach of the Maple Leafs, the left side up front has obviously been a topic of discussion from the offseason into camp. You've had some injuries. You've moved some pieces around. Recently, you've stuck with, you know, Bunting. You stuck with Kerfoot, specifically in the top two lines. Bunting had 3 assists last night. Do you think you're getting close to solidifying that? Or when McKayev returns, could it continue to be a work in progress? And could it be something that continues to shuffle around throughout the whole season?
Well, I've certainly been happy with how things have been rolling here right now. You know, whether it's Bunting that you talk about with Matthews and Marner or the way that Kerfoot's performed with Tavares and Nylander, you know, we think things have solidified themselves there on the left side for sure. We're going to continue to look at that. And you know, when McKayev comes back, it's going to create some extra depth there for us on the left side. And you know, we've forgotten here because it's been a while, but Rudy McKayev had a really good camp for us in great preseason and was very much in that competition, competing for time on the left side there. So, you know, we're excited for when that comes back. It's going to create some extra challenges and competition, healthy competition like I'm talking about. And it's going to be on the coaching staff and players to manage their way through that. But definitely happy with what we see right now. But it's a long season, and, you know, I'm sure we'll see some different looks at different times, you know, be it forced to do it through injuries or just myself might move things along just to make sure that we don't get, A, don't get stale, and B, don't get too locked into anything that allows us or prevents us from adjusting if we need to down the stretch.
How crazy is it? You just mentioned Mikheyev. I was down at the practice rink the other day. I had to talk to somebody down there. And I'm just watching and realizing that little Lions arena that I used to practice in, like a game day skate, it's such a production. There's like a couple guys on doing skills, and then they go off, and then a goalie goes on, and then a different coach is out there. It's like really, it's almost complicated, isn't it, Sheldon?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You're talking about the practice, because I think you mentioned a practice and a game.
Just like a normal practice day, it was like this guy was on with a goalie, and then another couple coaches were on, and then Haley was on. I was like, man, this is a well-oiled machine here.
Yeah, you know what? It is something that's really become quite complex and quite a bit to manage at different times. But I think it's so important. I think it, you know, comes from my time spent in the American League, where you're consistently in the development mode and trying to maximize every day. We've got lots of resources in the Leafs organization, be it with the Marlies or the Leafs. And that's been something that I've really tried to work with our performance and development staff, is to maximize the little amount of practice time we have. We have to maximize it. We're fortunate over at the Ford Performance Center to have multiple sheets of ice to work with. Usually two, if not three, sheets of ice, so that we can keep things fresh and give guys space to work on their individual games. And then we've got an unbelievable development staff that we can, you know, give one-on-one attention or small group attention to players and not stress the coaching staff. And then at the same time, you know, it's not always the same voices in their ear. You know, they can work with people that aren't in the fight with them every day and don't necessarily control their ice time, but they can just focus on making them better. So we've got to manage that as best we can, and it can be a logistical challenge at times, but we've got a pretty good rhythm with it, and I've got lots of great support to help me.
Sheldon, we were joking last week about you guys being on the West Coast and maybe trying to find some motivation, as far as, I know it's time change, it's a long schedule, and, you know, where they're... Any thoughts of maybe trying to dangle a carrot and be like, hey, guys, we're not flying out here. If you win tonight, the plane stays here, type of stuff. Is that the type of motivation that you need to have for some of these guys? Obviously, it's tongue-in-cheek, but the season is long, and you need to have a lot of fun, and you need to have something to look forward to in, you know, when you're in game 18 as opposed to game 82.
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think part of it is just keeping proper perspective here, that with the long season, we got to let our guys be human at times. That's really important. And I think there's a lot to gain inside of that, too. I mean, you guys would know really well, you know, the camaraderie of the group, and that's part of the journey, is to have those experiences. But, you know, in terms of dangling it or anything like that, that's not something we've ever really done necessarily, but... We set up the schedule the way that it sets up, you know, whether it was, you know, we played that Sunday, I think it was a Sunday here now, out in Long Island to start our trip, and then we spent that night in Long Island and then flew out to L.A. the next day, and you know, at the end of the trip, the way it was set up, we didn't give our guys any off days. We worked every day there. We were there with, you know, with practices and such, just to stay focused and keep working on it. But the guys had time in the afternoons and evenings to, you know, get a nice dinner and enjoy the you know, sit on the patios and things. Of course, being mindful of the fact that COVID is still very much a thing, and it's rearing its head across the league, so we got to be smart with that. But, you know, again, at the end of the trip, you know, after our game in Anaheim, we were staying in Anaheim, and you know, the players had arranged to go to a spot together and be together and try to keep it as tight as possible. But you got to have fine ways for the guys to let loose and do their thing. And there's no better time to do it than after you've put in a great week of work.
Well, you mentioned the C word, COVID. How often this year, considering you're playing with fans, you're back in the States, do you have to remind yourself of the rules, regulations, protocols, and the fact that it's still lurking, where I'm sure last year was right in your face a lot more?
Yeah, it really has been a challenge, because it is easy to let your guard down, far easier to let your guard down now, for sure. You know, everybody's vaccinated, and of course you feel a level of protection with that. Generally, speaking, things are fairly free in terms of going out to restaurants and being about. So it's an extra challenge for sure, but there's been tons of reminders here coming. I mean, I don't know where we're at right now, but it certainly feels like there's been more cases already this season than there was all of last season, you know, save for maybe the big team outbreaks we had. But, you know, the number of Flyers going on the COVID list and staff members, for that matter, seems extreme. And we have to recognize we're not immune to that. We have to be mindful of it and do our best to keep it out. But at the same time, know that it's been a long time here and everybody's vaccinated and we still got to give ourselves a little bit of freedom and have a little bit of mental reprieve at times and just try to stay as safe as possible.
Well, good luck with the skate. Good luck with the day off in Minnesota on Saturday, Winnipeg Sunday, 15 of 17 wins. You guys are feeling it right now. So continued success. We'll do it down the road again. Thank you, Sheldon.
All right, guys. Thank you. Be well. For now.
There's Sheldon Keefe, the head coach of the Maple Leafs. Yeah, listen, I'm sure there's pretty positive vibes in the room right now. Pretty fun jumping on the bird and jumping on the bus and hotels and, you know, getting back in the room after wins. You win 15 to 17, you're feeling it for sure. So we appreciate Sheldon coming on, and yet there's still, you know, business to be taken care of here the rest of the way. They've only played 24 games. I think he's aware of that, and I think their approach to the trip in Cali would suggest that. You know, we're practicing every day, still going to work. We're out here to play. You know, it's a business, and you got to. They got to keep, you know, a chip on their shoulder and prove who they are and what they're capable of.
Just keep plodding along, Hayes, and damage control. When your time's up to go through a little bit of a dip, just damage control. Because it seems like this year, and I know it's every year, but it just because it's recency bias of this season, there's some extreme highs and lows with some teams. Like Philadelphia Flyers right now, I thought were a kind of a quality. They can't win a game right now.
No, they lost again last night.
They lost again last night. And I know Shesterkin was good and blah, 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 but it just... Just try to avoid that real doozy where it's – because there are some doozies going on out there league-wide from teams that you would think would be like, okay. Like the comment in locker rooms, players would say it all the time, guys, good teams don't lose two in a row. Good teams don't lose three in a row. There's teams that are going on negative heaters of catastrophic proportions.
Yeah, coolers.
Yep. Coolers.
Well,
like,
absolute coolers.
Winnipeg lost to Arizona the other day. It's like, That's when
they got Jersey in town tonight. You got to beat Jersey in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I mean, Winnipeg
got to get that win.
Winnipeg outshot them 46-15 or something like that. Goalie
Johansson was in.
No, it was Johansson in, but the other way. Did you see
his middle name? You got to say his middle name.
Jerry
Johansson.
Well, you know Jerry
Johansson,
the agent out of Edmonton. Yeah,
that's right.